Real Mad Scientists, Part 2. Sergei Brukhonenko. Soviet scientist Sergei Brukhonenko has been credited with helping bring about important advances in Russian open-heart surgery, but his grisly experiments on animals were far more disturbing. Not one to wait, Brukhonenko wasn't content with slicing up animals after they had died. More specifically, not only did he not like to wait, but he also didn't like the animals to die, even after they had been decapitated. In the late 1930s, Brukhonenko and his team undertook a series of experiments, as part of which they removed a canine's head and kept it alive away from its body by hooking it up to air and blood supply apparatus. Nor was this the only monstrosity Brukhonenko created. Another hound had all the blood drawn from its body only to later be brought back to life by this Soviet Frankenstein. Brukhonenko's gruesome work was captured on camera in the 1940 film Experiments in the Revival of Organisms. Paracelsus. Paracelsus was a learned man of the Renaissance who earned a doctorate in medicine from the University of Ferrara in the early 16th century. He is now seen as the father of modern toxicology, but was also a practicing physician, botanist, and occultist, the latter of which may have contributed to one of his exceptionally weird personal experiments. Paracelsus was convinced that he could create a living homunculus, a tiny man, by keeping semen in a warm place and feeding it on human blood. He even left instructions for any others who might wish to try it, and fervently believed that this method was the genesis of wood nymphs and giants. Science may have been a lot less advanced hundreds of years ago, but this was still a bizarre hypothesis that looks even odder to us today.